This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to a new week. Folks, you heard the commercials. If you did not hear the commercials, you heard a commentator talking about how today is the biggest day, basically in modern history, where people call in sick. Because most people spent their lives wasting it away watching a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball yesterday. Now, it's interesting because as I thought of that, I thought of capitalism. And I thought, you know, how many people were at that game that agree with capitalism, but the next day they partied so hard on Sunday over the football game that they had to take the next day off. So what they did is they picked up the phone and they lied to their boss. And what they did is they weakened that company just a little bit rather than doing what they could have done to help grow that company up and being a part of that team. They actually gypped out their boss simply by lying to them or even taking the day off so they could take it easy for another day. Matter of fact, they're even talking about declaring it a national holiday, which is laid to the back of the employers, all of you capitalists. It's interesting how that works. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Matthew 23, verse 3. Doesn't that sound familiar? That's craziness. Matter of fact, I just shot over a quote to some people that I know just yesterday, right before the big game, that profess their Christianity and talk about how much they love the Lord. And interestingly enough, what I did is I sent one over to a friend of mine, and being a friend to him by speaking the truth to him. And what I did is I sent him what George Orwell said back in 1984, football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. Let me say it again. Football and beer filled up the horizon of their minds. And how you people justify this in the sight of heaven, considering what's going on in your country, that is the perfect definition of hypocrisy, let me tell you. It really is. Football, beer, filled up the horizon of their minds to keep them in control was not difficult. Let me add one branch to this point that I'm making, and we'll liken that unto a trunk. We call them rabbit trails here. They're prophetic rabbit trails because we're feeding the flock. Not everybody that comes gets the same thing, right? But interestingly enough, all this dossier, all this Russian infiltration into the United States government. You're now talking about how Putin's had his way and how Putin's won the day. This is what the media outlets are reporting today. And me and my son went to get some lunch to meet with some people today. And interestingly enough, of course, you're inundated with a filthy stream of lies and propaganda while you're sitting there, not by will, but by force in so many different ways. And they're talking about all this division. I want to tell you something, friends. You need to understand, and don't doubt what I'm telling you. Just don't doubt it. It's all by design. It's all diversion. That's all it is. I want you to mark my words on what I'm telling you. While all this domestic insurrection is being created to keep your eyes off the ball, pay attention to what's going on with Russia and China, friends. Because the Chinese have a proverb that when we're silent, we're strongest. And pay attention to what's going on the outside rather than what's going on the inside, friends, because it's all by design. Point made. That one is free. Going back to the NFL, the football game, I had one individual tell me today, as I sent him that quote, he had said to me, it's no different to me. It's a form of entertainment that when people decide to attend the event, they are exercising their freedom making that decision. Of course they are. Well, they're losing their freedoms, okay? They're not thinking of the other side. These events also provide jobs and cash flow, anything to attend to justify their idolatry. And the economy, it's not my God, it's an activity that brings people together and creates memories. I said, are they preaching the Word of God at these entertainment events? Of course not. I said, I'm just kind of curious to know how it is that we can overlook the fact concerning the issues that we're dealing with today that we can be entertained in the first place. You know, if you think about King David, he got in trouble when it was the time for the kings to go to war. He took the day off. And do you think for one moment, America, your friends, I'm sorry, your enemies don't know how to operate and don't know how to play you? When Orwell rightly said, that's all you have to do is give them football and beer and fill up the horizon of their minds with them things. And to keep them in mind and to keep them in control is not difficult. Do you think they don't know what they're doing, considering what the NFL has been doing? And furthermore, how to justify watching any football game in this country, regardless, friends, when they show the disrespect for the memories that fought, bled, and died to give them the freedoms in the first place? How do you justify that? I'm just curious. I can hear someone say right now, here's an answer back for it. Bradley, you know, why so condemning? Wait a second. The condemnation belongs to those that don't believe. Not to those that believe. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. If we've been crucified with Christ and we're baptized with Christ, well then guess what? We're promised the Holy Ghost to bear witness, and we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, period. Not witnesses of who was the best football player and who won the game. Which nobody's going to remember next week anyways. But let me go back to this point again, friends, because this individual wanted to go so far to justify himself to show me a church itinerary, okay? And this is what this one is. It was lined up. It was at the Salvation Army. Oh, how far have they fallen? And this is all about their itinerary for the day. This is all pre-game, okay? Prep rally. Band was playing Victory, Victory. Game plan. Head coach Greg Valair spoke. Message from the sponsor. Church officials. Okay, so they lined it up again with a pre-Super Bowl itinerary. It goes as this. First down. Conditioning coach. Believe we shall win. Okay, and then the pages to the book that they were supposed to go to. A halftime message. A halftime show. This is a church itinerary, America. Okay? Unifying the team. Second down. Message from the sponsor. Pep talk, it's called. The playbook. Message from the owner. Are you a Super Bowl Christian? And then it goes on to third down. Jesus shall conquer. And then victory celebration. Defensive coordinator Larry Preston. Let me ask you, who's... Folks, who's inspiring and who's influencing who?
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to be talking about how ignorant are and illiterate our forefathers are and were, according to what the modern day revisionists want you to believe. It was one of the things that were found in one of the history books that we were talking about on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I broke it out into several shows, and I said we're going to be talking about this next week, so I'm going to be getting to that in the next two segments, those two after this one. I'm highlighting some of the things that took place yesterday and today, and friends, I was just highlighting an itinerary given to me in an attempt to justify spending their life, their money, on the things that they do concerning their time and ignoring what they should be doing. They're doing what they want to be doing. Remember, freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do all the time, friends. But I can tell you by who you love, by what you do. And so does the Word of God. He that saith, he hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. John 14:21. But he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. A lot of liars in this country, man. Really. And folks, I want to tell you something. I will stand on this rock all by myself, regardless if anybody else stands with me. The Word says what the Word says. And if you're not indignant concerning the things that are going on in your country, you know what? Then you have at it. Good luck on Judgment Day. And that's the bottom line. And that's the fact of the matter. But I was just highlighting this itinerary where someone sent it to me and they're trying to justify football and the football game. And it's all lined up with not biblical vernacular, mind you. It's all lined up with football vernacular. No wonder why the church doesn't have any power. Because it's being influenced by the world rather than influencing the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, not to disobey. And they gnashed with their teeth, right? Yep, that's what it tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 5. And people wonder why they don't know the God of Israel, because they don't bear his cross. They don't deny themselves and take up their cross and follow him daily. No, they deny the Lord and his cross, and they serve themselves because they're taught that it's okay to do what you want to do. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and they think they're heaven bound, not realizing that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not realizing the prerequisite that, again, you deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And knowing the doctrine, and studying, and showing yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, how many times people out there, man, I talk to them, and again, and they're professed Christians, and they sit there, and they talk to me about all their problems, and they ask me to mediate for them. And it's like, dude, if you would do what the word commands you to do, you would make just calls in your life. But due to the fact that you love God so much that you have no desire for his word, I can't help you. God helps those that help themselves. That's a fact. That's not scripture, but it's true. And if you're born of the Spirit, how is it that you feed off the things of the flesh? Doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. But it makes perfect sense when you put it into scriptural and you put it into scope concerning the Word of God. You show them who they're born of. They're born of the flesh. That's why they do the things of the flesh. Period. But yet they call themselves Christians. Yep, I know. Satan did the same thing. He got the people believing that his Pharisees were the standard, when in fact they were the ones that were woed by the Christ. That means they were damned by the Christ in this particular situation, Matthew 23. Let me go to this itinerary. Listen to what it says. This is the Salvation Army. By the way, let me put a high five there to William and Catherine Booth, the founders of the Salvation Army, because this is now the fallen version of the Salvation Army. Now, William Booth said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. See, so when you read that and you put that in contrast to what you see out there, today's professors are working against the very things that Christ came to establish. Again, William Booth said the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, and politics without God, and heaven without hell. That's exactly where we're at today. See, the greatness of man's power with God is the measure of his surrender to God, period. But again, it shows you what they give their time to. Salvation Army. Church itinerary. You ready for this? Prep rally. This is the second thing they did after they introduced the football coach. The band was playing Victory, Victory. Head coach Greg Valaire. Then it goes on to pep rally, then game plan. This is the church itinerary. Message from the sponsor, church officials. Then it goes to first down, conditioning coach Brandon Lemerand. Believe we shall win. This is all pre-Super Bowl church itinerary. Halftime, offering linebacker. Isn't that cute, America? Isn't that just so cute? I bet the Lord just chuckles about this, doesn't he? I mean, really, how sick in your mind to think that God's okay with this kind of stuff due to the fact that his son died? I mean, would it be okay if you went to Arlington Cemetery and went up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and started fraternizing with the enemies that are brothers and sisters and dads and moms and uncles and aunts and cousins and grandpas and grandmas fought against? Would it be okay for us to fraternize with the enemies that they fought against on our turf and just laugh it off? No, there's nothing funny about it. Going on, church itinerary pre-Super Bowl, okay? Halftime. Offering linebacker, okay? Halftime show, victory in Jesus. Unifying the team, prayer focus. Oh, my goodness. Read Proverbs 28. Even your prayers are a curse to those that refuse to hear the law of God. Second down, offensive coordinator. And then it says her name, Melinda Tripp. Awesome God. Message from the sponsor, Pep Talk, the playbook. Message from the owner, are you a Super Bowl Christian? Shame upon you. My goodness. Just think all those highlights in the itinerary concerning football and one about Jesus. And then it goes to the third down, Jesus shall conquer. This is the church itinerary. This is why the church is completely impotent at every step. They're a joke, America. They are. And they are a reproach to heaven. You can rest assured. Victory celebration. Defensive coordinator. And then it says the last name. This is what was sent to me in the attempt of getting a high five back and saying, oh, no, man, that's cool. Hey, no, scripturally, that's right on. You know, everybody's going to heaven that's at that football game. No doubt about it. I mean, as they give their incense up to their idols. And let me interject this. Isn't it interesting how people can paint themselves half purple and half yellow? Minnesota Vikings, that's what they do here. And then put horns on their head, take their shirts off, run around like a bunch of absolute lunatics. And that's normal. But for me to sit here and preach against the sins of man before heaven, for some reason that's just offensive. You know what? I hope it is offensive. I hope it is offensive, because offense means anything contrary to God's moral law. You should be ashamed of yourself, period. If you'd like to call in and rebuke me, do so. 1-866-582-9933. One more point. Yesterday, while we were sitting at a restaurant in... they had 8 televisions around us, not by choice once again, drinking in their filth of idolatry. It had on there NFL commentators talking back and forth about how there's going to be an escort from the Mall of America for 9 miles all the way to the new football stadium that we had to pay for concerning our tax dollars without our okayo. But isn't that something? And when my son heard that, my 11-year-old son heard that there was an escort for all the football players from Mall of America all the way to the stadium in downtown Minneapolis. He said, Dad, they're treating them like rock stars. And what I said back to him is, I said, son, what they're doing is, I said, they're literally taking the honor in the natural from the veterans who are the rock stars, who gave them the freedom to do the things that they're doing, and wasting it away right now. Isn't it interesting that that honor is given to a bunch of guys that are disrespecting the veterans today, and millions of people are honoring those football players today over those that are disrespecting, concerning those that are disrespecting our veterans? How do you show mercy upon a nation like that? Huh, that's crazy. He said, Dad, do you know that soldiers get paid $38,000 a year? I said, about that. He said, and these guys are getting paid millions. I said, yeah, they are. He said, they should be treating them like the rock stars. I said, yeah, you're right. But I said, it shows you where the people and their hearts are in this country, because the Bible tells us clearly, where their heart is, so is their treasure. And where their treasure is, so is their heart. Where are the veterans and all of this, friends? Well, the American people are disrespecting, right along with those that wouldn't stand up for the national anthem, honoring them rather than them that they should have been honoring.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. How with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a reminder, I will stand here all by myself if I have to. I'm totally offended by what's going on in this country and how easily people are duped by the designing of wicked men, how they're so caught up and diverted concerning the things that have nothing to do with their obligations and duty before God and man. It completely blows me away every step of the way. And by the way, I'm not asking for sympathy or compassion from anybody. This is what I've been doing for 20 years. This is why I was a part of being the answer to what's going on in public schools. As I endured the abuse of harassment from your government, harassment from the IRS, harassment from the media every step of the way, harassment from the people on the inside who should have knew better. I'm not moving for what I know is right. I'm not moving from the Word of God. I'm not. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. I promised that I would hit off on a couple topics. Before I do that, I will get to those. I promise. I want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com when you get a moment. Those two pages interact one with another. You can go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Facebook Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. I got about five new videos up. I got some more coming up in the up and coming weeks. We got about 200 and some videos posted. Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean YouTube, again, giving you the biblical constitutional answers to today's dilemma. Folks, the answer is judgment. The answer to persuade in righteousness people to their duty is to show them the price paid for their freedoms, both in the spiritual first and foremost and in the natural. That's the answer. bring that to Ephesians 2:8. Also want to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I've been highlighting over the last couple days for those that are tuning in for the first time today. And I've been talking about parents of public school students. What are we supposed to do? It's interesting, they know what not to do, but they don't know what to do when common sense comes into play, right? Maybe that's why the Lord used a baby or a young person, an infant or a young child, as the model of heaven. Remember, he said, Lord, I thank you that you withheld it from the wise and the prudent, but you give it unto the babes. Yep, I remember that. That's pretty cool. Well, last week I was talking about indoctrination into public schools, what's being taught. The errors that are purposely being taught. And folks, for example, just in math alone, there was 109,263 errors in math textbooks alone. I was told by a principal in Wisconsin that the history and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years with a smile on his face, as if to suggest he's not in the same boat, as if to suggest that if you don't bless that generation, they're going to curse you later. They'll get theirs. Well, one of the things I was talking about during history, and it caught my attention, was another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. Oh, my goodness, that's the furthest thing from the truth. So we're talking about all of this textbook error, indoctrination, concerning what's going on the younger generation. Well, how smart were our forefathers? I'm going to get to that in a moment. Listen carefully. This is one of the students. This was written May 2nd, 1999, by a young girl named Marcy Musgrave. I want you to listen to what she has to say to the older generation. You ready for this? She said, Generation Next has some questions I'm a member of, namely of the up-and-coming generation. See, the one after Generation X that has yet to be given a name, so far it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of calling us, well, Generation Next. I believe I know why, because the older generations are hoping we will mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way, they won't have to explain why my generation has had to experience so much pain and heartache. What heartache, you say? Don't you remember? Don't you know? That you grown-ups, you continuously throw down on us that we live in a time of great prosperity, say they. Yeah, we know that, she said. Believe me, it has been drilled into our heads since birth. Unfortunately, the pain and hurt I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You have tried for years to buy us happiness. You tried for years to buy us happiness, but it is only temporary. Money isn't the answer, and it's time for people to begin admitting their guilt for failing my generation. She said, I will admit that I was planning to write this. I wasn't, she said. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. Now they're calling them the millennials, by the way. She goes on, but after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that a member of this generation that kills without remorse, that I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad. Let me tell you this. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. We have all the questions. We just simply want all the explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are more appropriately Generation Y. Why didn't most of you tell us the truth? Why did you lie when you made the vow of till death do us part? Why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce is really better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriends or girlfriends than with your own children? Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by their own mother or father? Why do you look down on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their children? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? And why is work more important than your own family? Why is money regarded as considered and or regarded as more important than relationships? Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to 10 minute conversation each day? And why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects that we really don't need? What is your work in the form of a cell phone, laptop, computer, she said, etc., always come with us on vacations? Why have you neglected to teach us values and morals, the up-and-coming generation wants to know? Why haven't you lived moral lives that we could model our own after, said Marcy. Why isn't religion one of the most important words in our household? Why do you play God when it comes to abortion? Why don't you have enough faith in us to teach us abstinence rather than safe sex? Why do you allow us to watch violent movies but expect us to maintain some type of childlike innocence? Why do you allow us to spend unlimited amounts of time on the internet but still are shocked about our knowledge of how to build bombs? Why are you so afraid to tell us no sometimes? Why is it so hard for you to realize that school shootings and other violent juvenile behavior result from a lack of your attention more than anything else? Marcy goes on, call us Generation Next if you want to, but I think you'll be surprised at how we will fail to fit into your neat little category. These questions should and will be asked of the generations that have failed us. This is all coming from a high school student, written by Marcy Musgrave, a junior at Texas A&M University. Forgive me. These are the questions she wants answered. That's the voice of this up-and-coming generation that has been so conveniently ignored. If you think for one moment that you're going to ignore them and they're just going to walk on by, you better think again. I did an article not too long ago. Who is those that are doing the protesting in the streets? And though it be a small amount, they're paid activists and actors by the likes of and groups of George Soros, an international criminal. But for them to fall prey to someone like that shows you who raised them up. They don't even know the difference between right and wrong. And if you got just a little leaving in the lump, keep in mind it will ruin the lump. When you have the foxes in the vine, friends, they will spoil the vine. We need to turn around and pay attention to our kids because they are being ignored and they are being worked on by your enemies within. I want to go to my original point concerning one of the history books with a slew of errors in it. And one of the highlights was another textbook erroneously stated many colonial Americans were illiterate. Oh, my goodness. Nothing could be further from the truth. Charles Carroll was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. Charles Carroll entered college at the age of 10 years old. And by the way, what you think is the level of expectation today is not the level of expectation back in the day. If you want to begin to take time and read letters from our founding forefathers, you better get a Webster's 1828 dictionary so you can understand the words. And also keep in mind, these were the architects under the hand of God being inspired to establish the government that you have today. That still remains over 240 years later, the longest standing government in modern history. Fisher Ames entered Harvard. You ready for this? Fisher Ames entered Harvard at 12 years old. This is how illiterate our forefathers weren't. But this is what the revisionists would have young people believe concerning their forefathers, which makes absolutely no sense. No, but they don't think things through. That's the problem. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14 years old. At 14 years old. This is how literate they were, friends. This is how, as the East Coasters call it, how smart they really were. And folks, it would do us good to go back and study every step that they took as they followed the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, to establish what we have today. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Oh, I love it. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment, talking about how smart our forefathers were. And we still have their biographies available to know how smart they were, so we can understand the mind of them that were used to establish what we have. And that's what I'm highlighting right now. I'm countering some of the erroneous textbook errors that were taught in history and are being taught in history. That's some of these errors that are teaching our students that our forefathers were illiterate. Oh my goodness, friends. I just highlighted the fact that none other than Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Fisher Ames entered Harvard at 12 years old. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at 14 years old. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court. He read through the Bible at age 4. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6. Passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. And parents held him out of college till he was 13 years old because they didn't want to embarrass the rest of the students. That's a fact. How illiterate were they, folks? Andrew Jackson, 7th U.S. President, soldier in the American Revolution. He was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old. Matter of fact, he was a POW under the British at 12 years old. John Quincy Adams, 6th U.S. President, performed drills with Minutemen at age 8, received congressional appointment to be a secretary to ambassador to court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. If you've ever taken the time to see John Adams, the HBO documentary, be sure to put up all their little posted lessons that they teach throughout the documentary. It's second to none. It's second to none. So opposite of being illiterate, they were very literate. They were very smart, extremely smart. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, lived as a missionary to the Indians at age 14. He was preaching the Word of God at age 14. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at, guess what, friends, 17 years old. Isn't it interesting how quick they grew up? Oh, and by the way, when you look at many of our forefathers, they were raised under thousands and thousands and thousands of sermons of the Puritans of the day. Preachers that stuck to the Word of God. Isn't that crazy? Going to some of the spelling words, and I'll probably hit some more of this tomorrow for you, but it's interesting, some of the spelling words for elementary students that our forefathers had to know, again, countering the erroneous textbook errors in our history books, teaching kids today that our forefathers were illiterate. Whoa. Yeah. See, they want to teach the kids that they were illiterate because they want to remove them and they want to put themselves in their place. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. Let's go to this. These are some of the words that the kids had to know. Sam, do you want to play along with me, kid, here? you got no mic. Okay. I'd like for you to get that up because this would be perfect for it. Spelling words for elementary students. Contumelious. Contumelious. Okay. These are elementary students. Spelling words. Ichthyology. I'm sorry, ichthyology, forgive me, ichthyology, bronchotomy is another word that elementary students had to define and understand and know. Loquacious, elementary words concerning our forefathers and what they had to know in elementary school. Mendacity was another word. Man, them stupid forefathers, I'll tell ya, you know. Armigerious is another word. Armigerious, vertiginous, oliginous, anxious. Folks, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. What was it that they were being taught? That's a good question. McGuffey's third reader, in making my selections, he said, I've drawn from the present fountains of English literature and have aimed to combine simplicity with sense, elegance with simplicity, and piety with both. He said, for the copious extracts from the sacred scriptures, make no apology. Indeed, upon a review of the work, I am not sure, but an apology may be due for not having still more liberally, which meant and defined out in a good, positive way, transferred to these pages for the chaste simplicity, the thrilling pathos in the living description, and the matchless sublimity of the sacred writings, the Bible. As a matter of fact, here's some examples for you of what our forefathers were taught. And by the way, this is the opposite of what we have been taught in this country since 1962, because America stood down when they should have stood up, when the Supreme Court and justices committed an oligarchy where few rule over many and voted in favor of 3% that said, we don't want the Word of God in prayer in public schools anymore. So they voted for the 3% and ignored the 97%. Those Supreme Court justices, this is every one of them should have been removed right on the spot. Article 3, Section 1. Because they were sitting outside of good behavior. Article 2, Section 4. Period. Remove them. That was the message the American people should have sent them right then and there. But instead of sending the message to the Supreme Court and justices, the black robe tyrants, they sent it, that message, they sent the message of the black robed tyrants to their kids in public schools. Instead of removing the judges, they removed God. Instead of voting in favor of their kids on the behalf of God, they voted in favor of the black robed tyrants. That's exactly what they are. Many of them have already had the opportunity to meet the God of Israel, and I'm sure it wasn't a good day. And I know that the Lord does not have pleasure in the death of the wicked. I'm not saying that to be smart. But I am saying that to those that are still here, the Lord did give us an example. Luke 16, of the rich man that wanted to go ahead and do it his way until he found out that the hell that he was told about really existed. And by the way, that is not my message, but it is the message of Scripture when it gave the parable. And keep in mind, when the man that was in hell, namely the rich man, the wealthy individual, remember he sought Abraham to get him out of there and go warn his five brothers. And he even looked for the poor man to dip his finger in the water and put it on his tongue because he was in a place of torment. You know, it's also interesting to note that Abraham said to him that there's a gulf fixed between you and here. You can't come over here, and no, you can't go back and warn your brothers. And then Abraham said back to him in Luke 16 that if they will not, speaking of his five brothers, hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Isn't that interesting? All these judges that are simply to discover and apply God's moral law. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit perjury. So on and so forth. That's the second tablet. There's a first tablet too. Right? You can't love man until you first love God. And that's the first and the second tablet, friends. Isn't it interesting that that's all they were supposed to do, but they wanted to go ahead and dare the justice of God, and they got their justice. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. How's it working out for them now? I bet you there's a lot of them that were wishing that they had an opportunity to go back and warn their families. But see, they didn't take heed. No, they wanted to set the people in this country at war with God. And the people in this country, let them do it. And it's not a war that anybody's going to win, rest assured. History teaches us that. Lessons books, this is what it says. Lessons books in the curriculum that were in those days, it's interesting that number one is the character of Jesus Christ was taught to our forefathers. The golden rule is number two. Extract from the Sermon on the Mount is number three. Number four is Solomon's wise choice. Number five is the goodness of God. Number six, the gospel invitation. Number seven, Christian light and hope. And number eight, awake Zion. And on number nine, on prayer. Hey, folks, Martin Luther was right when he said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not increasingly pursue the study of God's word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. This was in the 1500s. Is it a reality today? You better bet your bottom dollar it is, because this country is beginning to turn into the hell that we were long warned about. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.